Rise. You are super smart, and life is an art. Many teachers will show you that you are not smart, so that you independently invent memorization and cramming, so that there is no one to blame for your fake education, but you, yourself, all by your lonesome, as a choice that you had made of your own volition. You know how people are quick to judge a philosopher by something they once said? But in all actuality, they might have said that while still poisoned by indoctrination or suffering an education. And how quickly their great triumphs and all the thoughts that followed are dismissed and thrown out. People who stand up for organized education are still suffering from that initial indoctrination. They will fight tooth and nail for it, but that is a mistake. They are yet to have their moments of wisdom. They are yet to grow up. They are still just a push around, a person that looks up to others and not a leader. They are wrong, yet to become right. And it just so happens that the day they become wiser, they also become aware of all the teacher theatrics. Teachers don't really want you to learn. There's no time for you to learn. If you try to learn, you will actually fail the class. Imagine what it would be like to learn programming on your own when you were 10 or so, and then walk into math class, or biology, or chemistry, or music, and notice that nothing adds up. None of the facts that you learn strengthen the other facts. It's all disconnected. Nothing here gives you new abilities. Nothing here expands your tooling. It is all just memorization under the threat of being held back and ridiculed. With some teachers becoming so crazed that they will begin to wax philosophically about whether the students reciting all the facts about the powerhouse of the cell and the common denominators are truly educated. They are in such denial that they are double backing themselves right up their own ass. To clarify, memorization is not education. It is not any kind of education. It's just trickery. It is pure performance, as in theater or circus. The more mangled version is that teachers don't have a duty to teach you, just like the police does not have the duty to help you. But they will fantasize the crap out of what they do, because otherwise they would recognize themselves as the goddamn ringleaders. Do not look to government conspiracies or secret societies. Your kind and gentle teachers are the men who sold the world. The few that hope to teach, that stand their ground, are actually looked down upon by their peers and called eccentric. They are even called eccentric by their own best students, in what is perhaps one of the most horrific examples of uneducation. Ineffective education is a simple mistake for a teacher to make. Just fake it until you make it, and it will put food on your table. But the men who sold the world are just the tip of the iceberg. As we go down at the very bottom, there are those indoctrinated to believe that it is them against you. Therefore, mandatory draft is good for their winning. With real education, there would be no poverty, no need for weapons manufacturing. That old turd of economy would collapse is in fact correct. A random, artificial, black magic economy would collapse. That is exactly what you'd expect from ineffective schools and politics. An economy must be finely crafted to help the world grow, not ridden like a surf wave until everyone needs a bailout again. All the threats are just that. The bare-bone, half-assed, bottom-of-the-barrel, most immediate money grab. There's nothing here to hold up the future. There isn't even anything here to hold up to the next decade. And that is the bottom of the iceberg. Antidepressant animated ghouls using war to shock economy back to life. Rather than to sink down into the cold water beneath fake education, rise. Rise above ineffective education. Self-educate. Rise above wage slavery. You are not a tool. You are not a fool. Begin with narrated books. All the books held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. Swiftly followed by books about the lives of great philosophers under all their various names. Scientists, leaders, atheists, artists, iconoclasts, shit-kicking country and western dancing troublemakers and bullfighters and seasoned rodeo clowns that just don't smile. And hit the one subject that will hurt the lie the most, that will help you see the charade the best. And as soon as you can, in fact, write this moment. Learn programming. Build a series of small side projects that will keep you out of poverty. Learn one chapter at a time, JavaScript, C++, and ANSI C. Open your eyes to what learning for real looks like. Frequently take to adventure. So frequently that it will cut into your self-education. Safely section hike all the longest hiking trails in the world. Start with the Appalachian Trail. Move onto the Pacific Crest Trail. Go into the Continental Divide. And then travel the world if you must. And most importantly, understand that you can only find your meaning by growing up. All the way up until you become a great being with a legacy to match.